Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
Start your next night out right with fabulous Italian food and great service at Paparazzi Restaurant. Don't forget to book your table at paparazzirestaurant.com.au.
18 years after The Matrix Reloaded and The Matrix Revolutions ended The Matrix Trilogy, we are finally getting more.
Guns. Lots of guns.
Warner Brothers have revealed the next chapter in the series will be called The Matrix Resurrection.
I know kung fu.
Which makes sense, as Keanu Reeves is back as the protagonist Neo, as is Carrie Ann Moss as Trinity. Not a lot is known about the plot, but what we do know is to expect amazing technology and special effects. Jada Pinkett Smith is back, and Christina Ricci and Neil Patrick Harris will join the cast. But Lawrence Fishburne will not be reprising his role as Morpheus.
Oh, why not?
I don't know. The Matrix Resurrection is expected to hit cinemas December 15th this year.
You beauty.
So good.
With the huge success surrounding Kevin Costner's series Yellowstone, you'll be happy to know, Ali, that a prequel, 1883, is going to be even more extravagant than the original, with a budget of $10 million per episode.
What?
1883 will star Faith Hill and Tim McGraw as the Dutton family patriarchs, who travel west on a difficult journey from Texas to Montana, where they'll end up establishing the Yellowstone Ranch. 1883 is currently filming in Texas and is reportedly due out on Stan December 19.
You know who else is in the cast?
Who?
Sam Elliott.
Oh, he's great.
Kurt Cobain's estate is being sued for the cover of their breakout album, Nevermind. You know, the one with the naked baby in the swimming pool on the cover reaching for money?
Mm-hmm.
Well, funnily enough, the baby is all grown up and mad and wants money. Oh, the irony. A man named Spencer Eldon claims he's the naked baby famously pictured and is citing he could not consent to his image being used. He was only 4 months old. He also claims he suffered lifelong trauma having his naked body plastered on a famous album cover. Kurt Cobain's estate has yet to comment, but we think they'd say this.
Well, whatever, never mind.
Kanye West... Oh, do we have to do a Kanye West story?
Yeah, just read it.
Kanye West is legally changing his name. The rapper has filed the paperwork to legalise the name change from Kanye Omari West in favour of just his longtime two-letter nickname, Ye.
What?
I just told you who I thought I was.
Yep. Now he simply wants to be known as Ye.
Right.
So we have Madonna, Prince, Adele, Kylie, and now we have Ye.
Knew you'd like that story.
Right.
And Taylor Swift's re-recording of her album Red is almost finished. And Ed Sheeran has shared his re-recorded vocals for the song on the album titled Everything Has Changed.
All I know is we said hello. And your eyes look like coming home. All I know is a simple name. And everything has changed. All I know is you held the door. You'll be
lovely.
Mine and
he also teased a new song is coming, saying there's a brand new song me and Taylor wrote the first day that we met. It's called Run. Red, Taylor's version, is out on November 19th.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.